The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sochem Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Tomorrow on Beis, towards the bottom, shares with us a shocking last will and testament that Kenan, the son of Chum, left over for his son. Tziv Kenan, Chamish Advarim, Tziv Kenan is Barnum. Evo Zezer, love each other, Evo Zagezo, love, robbery, theft, Vevos Azima, Znut, Visinuas Adonechem, the Alta Dabru Emes. Interesting list. What it seems is, we understand that there's the temptations of the flesh. Everybody is tempted by Gezel, by Zima, in one way or another, but to leave it over as a Tzavo, Evu, and it's in the same list, interesting, as Evu Zezer. That means that it's formalized, and it wasn't even given over as a Efkerus. Evu Zezer is brotherly love. Together with the brotherly love comes live it up. Well, what does the Gemara bring over here? What was Kenan saying? It would seem the morale in the Sefer Gvuras Hashem, which talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, in Perek Dalad, the morale brings that the Pasuk says in Parashat Kedoshim, that Kemaisi Eretz Kenan, Asher Yoshvu Bo, the Uma Geruah B'Yoseh, in terms of moral deprivation, in terms of a shiflus in Yonei Kedusha, in their destroying, corrupting Tzalem Elikim, was Kenan. And the Maral explains that it's interesting that Klai Yisrael had to go into Eretz Kenan, and Klai Yisrael had to leave Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is called the Ervas Ha'oretz. And the Maral explains that the Maral has a concept that he uses over and over again in his form called Choymer and Tzura. Choymer is material, literally. Tzura is form. Form and matter. What it really means is, every single thing is composed of two different things. You could have a closet. What is it in terms of the material? It's wood. Wood with some metal, with a few screws. What is it in terms of purpose? In terms of purpose, it's not just a piece of wood. In terms of purpose, it's there in order to keep a person's possessions neat and well cared for. Every single thing in the world has its physical mitzvahs, and it also has its purpose. Klal Yisrael, he says, are anshei tzura. Klal Yisrael are kulay dedicated to living a life of purpose. Everything that a Yid has is there for a purpose. And everything that a Yid does, be it in Yoni HaNeshama, be it in Yoni HaGuf, it's all there, it's all dedicated towards a purpose. What's that purpose? That purpose is the ultimate, is a higher purpose. Towards Olam Haba, towards Dveikus Vashem. Kenan, even the Chelek HaNeshama Shaboy, doesn't mean they weren't human beings. They acted like animals, but they were human beings. Even the Chelek of intelligence that they had was kulay dedicated, the Evu Zezer, which is the more noble part of man, was kulay there to serve the Evu Zazim or the Evu Zagezel. You can't enjoy the fruits of your robbery if you're busy slugging it out, shooting it out. I don't know if the Kananim of today listen to this piece of advice. If you're busy shooting it out, you can't enjoy the car that you stole. The windows are going to be shot out. If you're Evu Zezer, you can enjoy the Evu Zagezel, the Evu Zazim. The purpose being, the Maral explains, that Klal Yisrael had to come into contact with the worst civilizations in the world in order to grow and to become the Am HaNivcher on the rebound. He says that Hafochim HaMispol Zeh Mizeh, opposites attract, but opposites also repel with a very strong force of negativity. And that's what Klal Yisrael needed in order for Klal Yisrael to come out of the Kur HaBarzel of Shibud, and to become the Am HaNivcher, be ready for Hasina. In order for Klal Yisrael to go into Eretz Yisrael, they had to be exposed to Mitzrayim and to Erves Haaretz and to Kenan, the worst that society had to offer, in order for them to be totally repelled and totally go away. And even then, Klal Yisrael needed Tzivuyim to destroy the Kenanim, and Klal Yisrael ultimately didn't listen, learned from their Ma'asim, and ultimately that brought about the introduction of Avodah Zarah into Eretz Yisrael and the downfall ultimately of Klal Yisrael. The ultimate concept that the Maral shows in this vein is the difference between Bilam and between Klal Yisrael. Lekom Novi B'Yisrael K'moisha Avokom Bum Nisoylem, the Chazal tell us that Bilam was on the level of, in terms of perception, in terms of spiritual depth of understanding, Bilam was rival to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shocking. And still the same Bilam, the same Shloisha Dvarim, the Talmidei Bilam, the Ayin Ro, with the Ruach Kavoya, with the Nefesh Shvolo. The same Bilam, it says in Chazal, the whole story how Bilam came to the Isaac and destruction of Klai Yisrael. It says that Bilam came al Chamor, the whole story, the Chamor, dramatic sound effects, the Chamor of Bilam started talking. Why did the Rebbein Shalom have to make a talking Chamor? You want to make Bilam turn back, Bilam goes, and the Chamor stops him. And the Maral tells us that the ultimate degradation of Bilam wasn't the fact that he was a Baltaiv. It says that Bilam was Baal Chamor. It wasn't the fact that he was a Goy, that he was a Shofar V'Nivza, like every other Goy V'Shah who's a Shofar V'Nivza. The point is that Bilam used his intellectual gifts of Nevuah. Bilam's gift was a gift of tremendous intellectual, the height of intellectual power that a human being could achieve. Aristotle says the same thing. The Goyim said that Aristotle was a Makir's boy, a Mechavim Limrod boy. Says that for the Goyim, it's brought down for shame. The Goyim said that for sure the Chachmei Anshei Knesset HaGdol that lived in the door of Aristotle were able to show him how the Rebbein Shalom was managing Zabriya, still Aristotle was Koifer in the Rebbein Shalom's Hanhoga Zabriya. The point is that the tremendous intellectual powers that Bilam had were used kuloi to service his shiflus aguf. It was all there, all in order to make a buck, which is very often the case today, where the balei kishroinis of the door, the intellectual powers of the door, are harnessed in order to provide more and faster models of hisaskus betanuge v'tayves aguf, which means that the mind is in service of the body, whereas balei tzura, klal yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Amma Nivchor, the guf is there to service the neshama. That's the basic difference between a goy and a yid. Interesting is that when Bilam came, it says in Chazal that the word that he used, that he was able to use to destroy, to bring upon the Midas Hadin, was the word kalim, destroy them. And Rav Chaim Volozhin tells us that kalim is be rosh tevois, koved lev moyach. The tzura of what a person is supposed to be a melech, rivaling the malchus of Shemaim, the malchus of the Ara, is supposed to be man himself, supposed to be first and foremost a moishul, a melech over himself. In that vein, melech is Rosh HaTevis moyach, the intellectual part of a person, lev, the intellectual part of him is the melech, is the controller of his emotional self, and his emotional self is the controller of kovid, which represents the lower forces of Meshichas Aguf. Bilam was Pumfaket. The Midas Hadin comes from Bilam being able to focus in the Bria, the Koyach of Kalev, the Koveh being Sherlit over the Lev, and the Lev being Sherlit over the Moyach. The Bilam, it says that Bilam was Boim Chamoyre, and the Chamoy was shown to have more spiritual value than Bilam because the Chamoy is just doing what he's done. What he's supposed to do. The Chamor is, what is he supposed to be? He's supposed to be a goof. He's supposed to service the man who rides in him. So the Chamor was given the power of speech in order to destroy Bilam as having some type of quality above him. If the whole Bilam, the whole Nevuah of Bilam is there to service the Chamor Shaboy, the Choymer that's inside his goof, then the Chamor, Faked, the Chamor could have the Koyach Adibah, which is unique to man. There's absolutely nothing unique about Bilam. That was, the Chamor was the rival of Bilam. And the Maral brings down that it says, the Gemara tells us that Mashiach is going to come, b'meira. Oni roichev ala Chamor, the Pasuk calls it. What does it mean, oni roichev ala Chamor? Maral explains, roichev ala Chamor means controlling, riding, controlling the Chamor, the Choymer. Klai Yisrael is chulei tzura. Everything in Klai Yisrael is there for a purpose. We also have gufim. We also have needs, we also have physical desires, but we understand that everything that's given to us and everything that's put into us is good because it was there in order to service a higher good. The lure and the pull of Tanuge Haguf is there in order to create a healthy emotional environment. The healthy emotional environment is not there as an end for itself, as the professionals would tell us today, but the healthy emotional self is there in order that we should be free in order to serve the Rebbein Shalom with our intellectual capacities, to learn, to daven, to connect with others. The tzura, the Baal tzura, the emes of Baal tzura, in reaction to the Baal Choymer, sharpens his perception of tachlis, of tafkid. And the Bal Choymer, in reaction to Bal Tzura, when he's trying to run away from it, sharpens his feeling of Tanugi Aguf. Kenan was in contrast to shame. Shame means name. Mahus, the name of a person, is his essence. Shame represents the ability to concentrate on what's important, what's essential. Yefes is something in the middle. There's a beauty that's Yovan. There's something aesthetically pleasing. Lav dafka that it has very much depth, which is what Chochmas Yovan is about. But on the lower end of the totem pole is Kenan, is Chom, Chom Miloshin Chamimus, which is just passion, just runaway physical sensation, runaway physical passion. And that serviced Kenan, where even the Evu Zezel, like the Gemara tells us, is all there in the service of Evu Zezima, Evu Zegezel. So the Gemara really is giving us, in the Perek of sitting down by Leil Seder, the Perek of Arab Sachem, the Gemara is giving us different Mamori Chazal for us to experience what it means that we went out of Mitzrayim, the Ki'ilu Yatsonim in Mitzrayim, to experience the going out, the freeing ourselves of the shackles of this world of Mitzrayim, of Canaan. Mitzrayim Eloshim Meitzorim, bound, it's limited, very limited world a person lives in if he's living in this world for the pleasures of Tanugi Aguf. Whereas if a person living in this world only as an emissary, the opportunities, the satisfaction that a person can have in this world is limitless if he's living in this world only in order to provide for a world which is taka limitless. The Ben Shem should give us the koyach to inspire ourselves and to see the world for what it really is, to contrast that the tzavah of Kenan with the tzavah of what it means to be a member of the Anshei Tzura, a member of the Am HaNivchar.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.